Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara begins in the bottom of Lamed Chesem at Beis. Hechi Domi Macho, what does it mean, Macho? And the Rishbam explains, we're talking about a Macho, Shaloi Bifanov, that we already paskind, that Macho, Shaloi Bifanov, Havia Macho. So what's the language of Macho that you have to make? Om Rav Zvid, Plani Gazlana, who, if you say that this fellow is a Gazan, lo yavi macho, it's not a macho. Plani Gazlana, with the Nokilo la Arbe Gazlanusa, he's a Gazan, he's in my land, the Gazlanus, and we lamentesim at all, the top, la mocher, tavana le bedina, and I'll bring him to Bezin, havi macho, that's considered a proper macho. If you just say that he's a Gazlan, it's not a raya that he's being mazik shalai bishus, he's not coming in his dar bishtara, because he doesn't know why you're calling him a Gazan, that he should be nisa bishtara. If you tell him that you oichel, aroi, the Gazlanusa, I didn't sell it to you, then he knows to be careful with the shtar, and that's considered a proper macho. He also has to add, ulamocher tavana le bedina. The Rishbam says, if you don't say tavana le bedina, mafkina minei, just says plaini gazlan, the kaochel aroy begazlanusu bilvad, that's all he said. So that's like he's noisin pegam lechavere, it's not considered like meiser edus, and that's not a macho. So he has to mention also the tavana le bedina. Taisva says he doesn't have to say nakitnale. It's just the urchid milson nokat. Rizvid didn't say plaini gazlana dochel arv gazlanus is not a macho. He just said plaini gazlana is not a macho. So it's enough just to say plaini gazlana hu dochel aroy begazlanusa. That the Gemara Rizvid chose to say the words nakitnale bidina, that is lav dafka. It's urchid milson nokat. But the Rishbam seems that you have to say that. The Rishbam brings Lishna Achrina Shemati Mishmuis Rabbi Yankiv Bar Yochor VeIker that plenty Gazlana that even if he's Mazgir in the Karka that he's Mazik it's not considered Macho because he was not Meichem Machmas Atzmei. It's as if he's saying that tell him that he's been Mazik in Karkoi Sacherim and it's again it's only LePoigme Mischavin and not LaAr because he's not Mazgir. He doesn't mention that it's his land. But if he says the Ka'ochel Aroy BeGazlanusa that's a Macho Machmas Atzmei because he was Meidiyam that the Karka is his and he's being sitting in my Karka eating my Peres. And Mamela, it blives a good macho. And according to this pshat, even if you're not Messiah, if you don't say Tavan Lebedina, it's okay. Which could stim with Taisvis that without saying Tavan Lebedina, it's also considered a macho. Lamaisa, the Rishayim argue if you have to imazgir bechlal plaini gazlana. Once you're saying nokil aroi begazlanusa, do you have to say that he's a gazlan? The shita of Ben Yoyin and the Rosh is that it's enough to say that he's oichel the karka begazlanusa. You don't have to say plaini gazlan. Rav Zvid came along and said plaini gazlan alone is not enough. You have to say oichel aroi begazlanusa. But what about just saying oichel aroi begazlanusa, not saying plaini gazlan? So according to Ben Yoyin and the Rosh, it's sufficient. That it says such a loshin is just because you're mazgir, you want to say that Loshen of plenty gazlan is not enough. So he mentioned that loshen in the beginning. But Yemaisa, once you say she'ochel aroy begazlanusa, you're in my land begazlanus, you don't have to say plenty gazlanusa, plenty gazlanu. The Ritva argues under Ben Yoyin and the Rosh, and the Ritva holds that even if you said ochel begazlanusa, you have to say plenty gazlanu. And the Ritva explains because if not, you can make a mistake and think to say that his kavana was that he didn't pay his chayv. It's from the leaf and then just he owes you money, but not that he's mamish a gazlan, he's stealing from you. From the Yitra Loshin, you understand that he meant to say that the etzim karka is gazulahi biyodai. Another aura that it's mashmir from the Rishbam says clearly that we're talking about a macho shalei bifanov. The Rosh Hashanah also say that Rizvid is going on a macho shalei bifanov, and that's meduktik Rizvid's Loshin. He said planya gazlanahu, he didn't say ata gazlan ata. Which is a chayyim mashma that if you make a macho bifanov, you would not need to say that the land is begazlanusi. You would only have to say planya gazlana. But the Rishbam himself says that if the edim just tell the mazik aloshin that he's a gazlan, he doesn't know why he's being called a gazlan. You have to say nokit aro begazlanusa, which is mashma that even if you make the macho bifanov, you would also have to say that planya that is nokit aro begazlanusa. Taisvis, what we mentioned before, says you don't have to say nakit lebedina. It's lav dafka. The Ri argues Rabbeinu Chananel, he holds like a bianke bar yoker. That's why he holds. You don't have to say nakit nale bedina. And he brings a raya from that the Rizvid didn't say that. He just said, if you mask it, plaini gazlana, dochel aroy begazlanusa, he doesn't just say that's not called a macho. It's a raya that plaini gazlana, dochel aroy begazlanusa is a good enough macho. Or else the Rizvid would have expressed himself much, much better. He would have, instead of saying that plaini gazlana is not a macho, he would have said, plaini gazlana, dochel aroy begazlanusa is also not a macho. Elamai, that is a macho. You don't have to say, the nokel aroy begazlanusa. The Pnei Shleiman that goes, but now you say that the Girsa Behag is, that's the Girsa. And the feed that Girsa is a Raya to Benu Hananel. Then not that Yitaka do have to say, no kitnalei bedina. Lamaisa, the Rishbam says that if you just say plainly Gazan Ka'ochel Aroi Begazanusa alone, if you wouldn't say the Mocher Tavanle Bedina, according to Menach Hananel, that's just like a Noisin Pegam Lechavere. It's not a Moiser Edus. And therefore it's not a Macho. The Rosh Ben Yoina say Pshat Ben Chananel, because if you just say plainly Gazlano, the Koachal Arbi Gazlanusa, you don't say that you're going to take him to Bezdin, so it's Mashma, the Shayim will listen and understand that your Kavana is not to make a Macha. Your Kavana is just to be Mevaza, the Machzik. And therefore, the Shayim, the one who hear you say this, are not going to tell over the Macha to the Machzik. Lefizeh, if Yitake said the Macha B'fnei HaMachzik, it would be a Macha even without saying Nekit Nalei Bedina. The Ran and the Muki Yosef say that even if the Machzik heard what the Ma'ar Marakama was Ma'icha, his words of Macha, but he doesn't think that it's a real Macha. He thinks that he's just trying to mevaz him, and therefore he's not careful with the Shtar. It's only if he says that Mocha Tavanale Bedina, so then he knows that he's serious. But just saying plenty Gazan the Ka'ochla, Gazan Nusa is words of Bizoin, and even if the Machzik knows about it, he also doesn't think that it's taken seriously, he has to watch his Shtar. The Ran, the Muki Yosef, and they say that dafke if you turn negative the Machzik, a tain of Gazanusa, then you could say that you're coming to mevaze him. But Lamaisa, let's say the Marakam would Moicha, and he would have said that the Peiro is Liradity, or it's a Mashkanta, where it's not a Bizoin, so that is a Macho, even though he doesn't add the words to Vanale Bedina. The Rambam and Hilchos Toyim and Nitin Perikid Alpha Lochazayin and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Vav Sif Dalid, they say that even if you have an idea that Pliny is Machzik Beschir, so if Mashkanta you have to add the words that you can be Teveim Ladin if he tithes that it was sold to him. In other words, the Gemara's Locha, the Locha of the Zvid, that you have to say the Mocher Tavanale Bedina is in all cases. You have to always mention Tavanale Bedina, and he knows that you're going after him, that you're going to take him to Bezin if he starts up and starts the Tataina that he bought it. You should realize it's not his, it's only the karka is still mine, and he only has it either Beschiris or Mashkanta and Kolshkein. If it's taka true that he's in Gansan and Gazlan, Avad, you have to say that you're going to take him to Bezin tomorrow, and therefore that way that would be considered good machon, and be careful with Ishtar. Val Koponim Be'ikir, there are two Malchim in the Gemara. The Ben Chananel's pshat, the Rishbam first pshat, that you have to taka say the words lemocher tavat nekit le bedina, and you have Rabbi Chananel and you have the Reis and the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yochor that hold you don't have to say nekit le bedina. We went out that it's taka good macho. We pasne you should say nekit le bedina. The Gemara continues on Lam Tesa Med Aleph. That if you say to him, Amr Azvid, if you say Leisemrele, don't say the Macho, what's the Alochos? So Azvid said, Hakamra Leisemrele. He said, don't say it, so it's not a good Macho. But Rapapa Amr Lididei Leisemrele Lachrina Imrulahu. He meant to say that you don't have to say it yourselves, but you can tell to others, and the rule is, Chavra Chavra Islay, the Chavra the Chavroch, Chavra Islay. And somehow, the world will get around. You don't have to worry. And the Teres Chaim adds, that's Mashman the Rashbam, that's Dafku, because if the Ma'ar only says, don't say, then it's Mash say to others. But if, let's say he would have said, Stam, don't say, so then that's not a Macho at all. In other words, there's two options. The Ma'ar could say, don't say over this Macho, or the Ma'ar could say, Lididei Leisemrele, don't say it to him. So they say it's Mashma that the only reason why it's a good Macho is because he said, Lididei Leisemrele, don't say it to him. Why are you saying to me not to say it to him? Should I say it to somebody else? Yes. It's Mashma that you mean I should say it to somebody else. And the male, that'll blive a good Macho, because since you're allowed to say it to somebody else, and really it's as if you were instructed to say it to somebody else, just not to the Machzik himself, so therefore, Chavra, Chavra, Islay, V'Chavra, the Chavra, Chavra, Islay. The Gemara continues and has a much stronger Chiddush. The Gemara says, let's say, Amalu, let's say, he said, Leisepik Lechu Shusa. Don't say a word. Leisepik Lechu Shusa, Leyetze Dovram Vipichim, the Rishbam says, which is Mashmir, not to him, and not to him. Don't say a word of this Macho. So Rizvid said, Amalu, that's not a good Macho, because he said, Leisepik Lechu Shusa. And even Amrulei Leimafkinan Shusa, let's say they tell the Edom, say to the Marakama, we're not going to say a word. So Rapapa said, it's not a Macho, because Akamrulei Leimafkinan Shusa. And Rav Huna Brei Yehoshua argued, they said, come listen to Rami Le'ed in, she Amrulei, and even Lava Daiti. He doesn't have in mind that not to say it, and he's going to eventually say it, and it's considered a good Macho. But I'll kapon him, if he says, don't say, Leisepik L'chu Shusa, don't say a word, then it's not a good Macho. The Shach in Simei Kuf Mem Vav Sif Katan Gimel says that even if they told the Machzik that the Baal was Moicha, and they told him, for example, they told him that he made a Macha, and they also told him that the Markamo, when he made a Macha, said Lo Yetzi Adover Mipihem, that he said that it's not gonna, that he shouldn't speak out to Macha, it's also not considered a Macha. In other words, even though the Machzik actually heard it, not that he didn't hear it, it still won't be a Macha, because since the Marikama said that they shouldn't Lietzi Dov Mipiem, it's not a good Macha. It's not a good Macha, because the Marikama said that I don't want anybody to know. So if the Marikama says that I don't want anybody to know and I don't want you to say it over, even if the Machzik heard this whole conversation, it's not called a Macha. The Ktsois and Simon Kufman Vovs of Kornalf and the Nasivas say, Amadaik from the Shach, that if he would have told them that he was Meicha, let's say the Mazik would have heard that the Marakama was Meicha, and they didn't end off the sentence that the Marakama said, Lo Yetzi Adov Mepichem. They didn't say that part over. They just told him Macha. Then it would be Macha, because then he should have been careful with the Shtar, because they told him that he made a proper Macha. In other words, the Tzais and the Nasivas are understanding the Shach as follows. In a case where the Marakama says, Lo Sepik Lechushusa, and the Machzik hears the entire conversation, he made a Macha, and he also said, Leisepik Lechushusa, so that's not a real Macha, and the Machzik doesn't have to take it seriously. But if the Machzik would have only heard the first half, that he made a proper Macha, and he wouldn't have heard that he said, Leisepik Lechushusa, the halacha would be that it is a Macha, and if it would be a Macha, so then he has to be Nizer Bishtore, and if he's not Nizer Bishtore, he's not going to be able to be Seimich on Cheskas Gimel Shon. On this, the Ketzois is Matmiya on the Shach. He says, let's say he wasn't Meich at all, the Marakama, and two people came and told the Machzik that he was Meich. So the Halach is a Vada, it's a good Chazaka, because since there's no Macha, even though the Machzik thought there was a Macha, the Vada is going to be a good Chazaka. In order to take away the Cheses Gimel Shon, you have to have Macha. There was no Macha. The Lamai said there was no Macha, even though he thought there was a Macha. So the Ktsais Taina, so too in this case, if the Marakama says he's Meich, but then he says, Leyetzi Adav Mepichim, he says, Leysebek Lechushus, don't say. It's as if he wasn't Meich at all. Since if he wasn't Meich at all, so there's no Macha, then it will be Cheses Gimel Shonim. Lamaisa Cheses Gimel Shonim is there. The only thing that takes away Cheses Gimel Shonim, there's a Macha, Mitzad the Ma'ar, Mitzad the Marakama. There wasn't a Macha. What's the difference if there wasn't any Macha whatsoever? Or there was a Macha, and he said, Leseip Lechushusa. That's also not a Macha. And what's the difference? The Ktsois Taina is that the Machzik thought that there was a Macha. Lamaisa, there wasn't a Macha. If Lamaisa, there wasn't a Macha, it was Nizbara, Dovish Lemicha, Avadat Chazoka, there wasn't a Macha. Even though the Machzik thought that there was a Macha. So over here also, he says, Leyetz Dovazem Epichem, it's as if he never made a Macha at all. So if they were not Messiah Kamein, the lady was Nizbara, that he really said, Leyetz Dovazem Epichem, that the Ktsois Taina should be a good Chazoka, because saved the Ma'ar was not Moichi Karoi. Oh, Lechaira from the Shach, it's Mavur, not like that. The Shach held that even in a case that there was no real Macha, but if the Machzik thought that there was a Macha, so then he should have been careful with his Shtar. Lechaira the beer, and that is, that even though there's a Chacha from the fact that the Bailam was Shoisek, it's a ride that he sold it to him, but since the Machzik thought that he made a Macha, so he should have been careful with the Shtar. Why wasn't he careful with the Shtar? So there's a tain on him, there's a reyes of Achvi Shtarcha, that reyes will help, Neged the Chazaka. Lechaira it's much like that, and the Shittas Ramban, the Ramban holds that the Iki Yisayid of Ches Gimel Shonim is that there's a Chacha from the Shtikas of Bailam La'alter. Right away, the Bailam wasn't Meicha, there's a Chacha that there wasn't Mechira. What's the Gimel Shonim for? The Gimel Shonim is because otherwise the Reyes of Achvi Shtarcha. So you see that the Reyes of Achvi Shtarcha, the Where's Your Star, helps even Neged a Chacha from Shtikas of Bailam. So Ibazoi, if the Machzik thought that there was a Macha here, so Lechaira is a Tain of Achvi Shtarcha on him. And the male, it should not be a good chazaka. And the Shach holds that enachanami, even the oifen that he was not meich at all. But if the Machzik thought that there was a machos, he should have been careful with the shtar. He should have been careful with the shtar, so there's no chazaka bechlal. And even the Ramban, we were mechiach, similar to this in Naflamet Ches, that the Ramban says that the reason why Bishas Cherem from Yehuda to Gol is like a chazaka, because the Machzik doesn't know if the Marakama was meich or not, and therefore he had to be careful with his shtar. That means that even though Be'etzem there is a hechacha, Mishtikas Abaylim, he's far away, he didn't make a macha, so there is a hechacha, he's mokim rochik, in ancient Yoras Mitzuyis, but why didn't he make a macha? A person doesn't usually allow somebody to be in his field and without making a macha, so you have a hechacha from the Shtikas Hama'ar. But still, since the Mazik doesn't know if the Marakam was Meicha or not, we said such a svara that he should have been careful with the Shnar and the Reyes of Ach Vishtorcha. So you see that the Reyes of Ach Vishtorcha, the Taina, wears your Shnar, helps to break the Cheses Gimel Shonim, even the Mokim, that there's a Hechacha from the Shtikas Abaylam. So the Chayav here also, the Shach is Gevaldik. The Shach held that since the Machzik thought that there was a Macha, so there's a Taina on him, why weren't you careful with the Shtar? So Memela, according to the Shach, if the Machzik hears a proper Macha, and he did not hear that the Marakama also said the words, Leisepik Lechushusa, so what? So even though in this Baal Mafreya wasn't a Macha, but what did the Machzik think? We have Aiden that the Machzik thought that there was a Macha here. So why wasn't he careful with the Shtar? The Tainim Achvish Torcha. Ah, you'll tell me, but there's a riot from the fact that the Marakama was quiet, or the Marakama didn't make a proper Macha. He said, Leisebek L'chushusa, it's a riot that he must have made a Mechira, he must have sold it, otherwise he would have made a proper Macha. But the Reis of Achvish Torcha is stronger, and the Reis of Achvish Torcha will stare the Chazaka. The Chayyidik Tzayis held that the Tama Macho is Mvatal Chazaka is not only because he should have been shamed with the Shtar. You have to have a Chazaka with, we have to have Machot Be'etzem in order to be shamed with the Chazaka. And over here, we don't have a Macho, proper Macho, so Mel is no Chazaka, which we have to be Mevar. Well, the Chayyidik heard that others want to say that maybe the Machloikis between the Shach and the Ktzois is the machlekes in the Rimigash and the Rishbam on Lametesim Beis. By case of Ir v'chaz of Ir, let's say first you ma'ar within the 3 years, and then you ma'ar a second time after those 3 years. So the Gemara says, if machmas taina rishayna, if you be ma'ar because of the same time that you had originally, so then ain lechazaka. But in Lav, if you're not ma'ar machmas taina rishayna, you're saying a new taina, a different taina, so then yesh lechazaka. And the Rishbam says that we're talking about that the Ma'ar was Meicha b'seif kol sholish v'sholish, and if he's Mishan, if he changes the Macha, so the Macha, the second Macha, in the second group of 3 years, is really a Hoidos Baldin neged the first Macha. So it's Megal that the first Macha was not a real Macha, and the Machzik has Cheses Gimel Shonim from the Gimel Shonim Harishonis. That's the Shita of the Rashbam on Lama Tesama Beis. The Rimigash argues, and the Rimigash says, in such a case he does not have a Chazaka. Because he says, "Mi yoda hay marzik." How did the marzik know that the marakama is mi mishan and his tainus in the second 3 years as opposed to the first 3 years, so that he could say that he wasn't careful with his shtar from the shalosh rishonis? It's in Gloy Milsa that the macha is nothing, but mikara, it's not like that. He thought that there was a machoya, so he should have been careful with his shtar. So the Chayyidik mevor that the Rishbam holds that since it's Oidos Baldin that there wasn't a proper Macha, even though Be'etzin there would be a Taina and a Reis of Ach Vishtorcha on the Machzik. But he has a Chazoka. That's like Mamish, like the way the Ktzais is learning. That he has a Chazoka because there was no Macha. If there's Negloi Milsal Mafreya that there was no Macha, even though there's a Taina and a Reis of Ach Vishtorcha on the Machzik, you still have a Chazoka of Cheses Gimel Shonim. The Rimbigash held that even though it's not a Macha, because since you were not, you were Ma'ar, you went from Taina to Taina, it wasn't Machmas Taina or Rishayna, and you switched, and the Zaydos Baldini, your first Taina was not a good Taina. You switched, you chayzim in that Taina, and the male Zaydos Baldini wasn't a real Macha, and there's a Reis now of Ach Vishtorcha, so the male is no Chazoka. Because right now, Zareis, Achvish Torchel, Ma'i said, where was your star? You should have been careful with your star. How'd you lose your star? This is Babish like the Shach Tainis, that Hagam, it was in Zbal Mafre, that it wasn't a proper Macho, but still, if there's a Tain of Achvish Torchel, so then there's no Chazoka. Abul Achayra, you could say that there's no steer from the Rimigash to the Ktsois, because you could say that over there it's different. Since Be'etzem, the Ma'ar made a Macho in the first 3 years. So even if there's a Hidos Baldin, that Macha is not correct, but safe, since there was a real Macha, the Mazel should have been careful with his Shtar. So, and that's called a Maisa of a Macha, which is going that the Mazel should be careful with his Shtar, and the Mela, he doesn't have Cheses Gimel Shonim. Mashenkin, in our case, like Tzoy's Tainus, he didn't make a Macha Bechlal, so he has a Chazoka. And what's the Pshat in that?
Ay, lemaisa, what happened to the reis of Achvi Shtarcha? So l'chayra, you could say pshat niktsois, that he goes to Shitasai, that he says the side of Gimel Shanim is at the Konad Rabbanon. That l'toivas ha-machzik, l'toivas ha-likeach, a person loses the shtar after 3 years, Rabbanon Masakin, after 3 years, he has a chazaka. Otherwise, they can't be miskayim. People lose their shtaris. When he was Moicha, so they were not Masakin such a takana. So Be'emes, where it comes out that it's Nizbalam Afeh, there was no Macho, so then the Ktsois held that the takana de Rabbanon remains, that he has Chazaka. And that's the Pshat in the Ktsois that he argues on the Shach. He holds that the Tama de Macho, this Mevatul Chazaka, is not because you have to be Shemer the Shtar. But that's him, it's the whole Chazaka is the Tachonis Chazal. But if in the Yemoicha, they were not Masakin Acheses Gimel Shonim. But Be'emes, Yitaka were not Moicha. It was Nizbalam Afeh that there was no real Macho here. So then there's yes, it's a Konas Chazal of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. And in Meila, that's the Pshat Niktsois, that if it's Nizbalam Afreya, that you never made a Macho, or if you said a real Macho, but you said Leisebe L'chushusa, which is equivalent to not making a proper Macho, the halacha is that he would have Cheskas Gimel Shonim, not like the Shach. The Gemara continues, Omar Rav, Omar Rav Nachman, Macho Shle B'fon of Havya Macho. It is a good Macho. Esrei Ravler of Nachman Amr Avudah Le'amr Shal Shana Melkidei Sheba Aspamya V'yachzik Shana V'yelchu V'yodu Shana V'yavad Shana Acheres. Avudah says that the Shal Shanim is in order to travel the year and find out about it and then come back and make a Macho B'fanav. If you hold me, it's like that the Macho Shal B'fanav Havi Macho, then we're asked, Lom Leila Meisei, why does he have to come? Leisei V'hosma Duchte, let him stay where he is, V'limche make a Macho. Elamai, Macho Shal B'fanav is not a Macho. And that the Gemara answers, no, Hosam Eitzateva Kamashmon, the Nesiv Nishkal Aro Peri. The reason why we use Machayvi to go down is order to be able to take your karka and your peris. But the Havin of the Gemara was that from Rabbi Yehuda we see that Macho Shle B'fanav is not a Macho. And the Rishbam explains that Kosal Kedaitach the Rav Adavka Komer Shiova Amar Atzma V'yimcha B'seiv Gimel B'fanav Shal Machzik. The Havin of the Gemara was that according to Rabbi Yehuda they have to go Dafka to be Machzik in front of him. And Mela, in order to have a din of Macho, it has to be Dafka B'fanav, because Macho Shle B'fanav is not a Macho. The Rishbam earlier asks, then Eino Chanami, Yitaka, see from Rabbi Yehuda that Macho Shle B'fanav is not a Macho, but why don't you see from the Rabbanon that Macho Shle B'fanav is a Macho? Because the Rabbanon, the Reish of the Mishnah, it says according to Rabbanon that you could make a Chazaka from Yehuda V'Gol and you don't have to go down. Only from, like the Gemara explained earlier in the Reish of the Mishnah, that only from Yehuda V'Gol is not a good Chazaka because it's Shas Cherim and you can't travel. But otherwise, Macho Shle B'fanav is Havi Macho. So the Rishbam says that it wouldn't be the Gemara's Havmin over here was that Iklamei the Rav Muki Lo L'Reisha Mili Oichari, that maybe Rav understood the Reisha is talking about something else, and it's not a Rai from the Reisha that the Rabbanon Shita is that Macho Shle B'fanav is yes a Macho. Tosfos says that Rav was Mefarish that Tanakama holds also Macho Shle B'fanav is Taken not a Macho. Just why from Yehuda to Yehuda is the good Chazaka? Because over there the Chazaka is Nishmas. If the Chazaka is Nishmas, he has to come down and be Meicha. But from Yehuda and Golil, the Chazaka is not Nishmas. If the Chazaka is not Nishmas, that's why it's not a good Chazaka, because he didn't hear about the Chazaka. But nothing to do with Macho. Macho Shle B'fanav is not a Macho, even according to the Rabbanon. And the only chilik between Yehuda and Yehuda and Yehuda and Gol is whether the Chazaka is Nishmas or the Chazaka is not Nishmas. The Rashi and the Tzvar and the Ran say that from Yehuda and the Gol, it's not a Chazaka, because B'shas Cherim, they were not Matzich Yehuda to come B'fanav and to be Meichet. The Rashbam says that even the Rav Yehuda holds Yehuda V'gol is a Chazaka because he has to go down and be Meicha, but over here, Rav does not hold like Rav Yehuda in that Nekuda. He holds that it's not a Chazaka because he doesn't have to go down and be Meicha. So the Mashal explains, what is the Rashbam coming to say? The Mashal says the Rashbam is coming to Miyashiv this Kasha from Rav Yehuda, because the you see that the Rabbanon argue and the Loch is like the Rabbanon. So the Rashbam says that the Rai from Yehuda is that you have to be Meicha B'fanav, and the fact that the Yehuda says V'yavol Shana Acheres. And like Abi, this halacha, the Rabbanon don't argue. In other words, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon will agree that a Macho Shle B'fanav is not a Macho. So what is the Machlaikis? So Rav explains that even though Macho Shle B'fanav is not a Macho, and the Chayr, there should be no Chazaka, like the case of Nichzei Bereach that we said earlier, there's no Chazaka because there's no Macho, because Macho Shle B'fanav is not a Macho. So Rav learns that Machlaikis, Rabbanon Yehuda, is as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Macho is not a Macho, so you have to, the Ma'ar has to come down and be Meicha B'fanav. And therefore, we give him a year to be able to come from Aspamya. If he doesn't come to be Meicha, so then you have a Chazaka.
And if he the Rabbanon b'shas cheirim, or if he's nimtze b'asmamya, he's not mechuyev lavi v'limchis. And since he's not able to make a machah, but fun of anyway, he can't make a machah because both agree that machah shleiv fun of is not a machah, and you're not mechuyev to go down. So therefore, there's no chazak. And in that the kuda halach is the chachamim. But that's only legabi the nekuda whether you mechuyev to go down to make a machah or not. The chacham hold you don't have to go down. Rabbi hold you have to. So we're passing like the chachamim that you don't have to go down and mimeich b'fnei amarzik. But legabi the other nekuda that if you make a machosh le b'fanav it won't help because machosh le b'fanav have a machah. Rava held in that there's no machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that a machosh le b'fanav is not a machah. Mel, that's the Gemara's kasha that you see from Rabbi Yehuda machosh le b'fanav le have a machah, and you can't ask if the Rabbanan's faket because Rabbanan agree also to this nekuda. In the etzem nekuda of machosh le b'fanav that it's yes a machah or not a machah. The Rishbam over here says a very fascinating thing. The Rishbam says, "Machosh lebefanav havi machoh." That it's element. He says, "Lebeina sheishlach shluch elimchus befanav." You don't have to send the shliach to meich befanav. Al mekiven shemichus lebefanav havi machoh. Shari yochel adover lovi laoznav. Vafilu lo yada hamachzik machoz shel ma'arer lechashinon. Even if the machzik does not know about the machoh of the ma'arer, we're not choishish. Mi'acher shemichas zekahoygen. That means the tzad of machosh lebefanav havi machoh is where the morakam makes a machoh. As long as it's possible that the machzik could hear it, even if the machzik did not hear it, and we know he did not hear it, still it's considered a good machoh, and a male is no chazok. So he says the same with Afmem and Aleph, and Rabbi Yoyin, the Rosh, and Mukhi Yosef all say this in Afchavtes, that even if the machzik did not actually hear the machoh, if the morakam made a proper machoh, the din is that there's no chazok. L'chayra, and this we spoke at early in the beginning of the parak also, this svar is totally in the ikker geder of what chazok and macha is. According to the Rosh, that learns that the Yisoyed Hadover is at takanas chazal, so once you're meichik at takanas chachamim, so it's enough to be shaver the chazok. They were not misakin the chazok, we mokim macha. The mokim shemicha, there's no takana. Memela, even if the machzik did not hear the macha, still there's no cheskas gimel shon. Kains that Tosfos says naf mem shebedover muat mevatlin achazok. It means the chazok is the kana drabanon, and the chom masakin that bedover muat with a macha, it's already mevatlin achazok. There's no takanas chazal. A few of the sheets of the Ramban that we mentioned many times, that the time of Chazok is because it's a Chocha Mishtikosai, and the fact that he's quiet, it's a riot that there was a Mechira. Lachari, it's a Poshet. If there's a Baal Mosmoichan who is not Shaisik, then there's no Echocha Bichlal. There's no Echocha from that he sold it because he was Moicha, even if the Matzik did not hear about it. Memes is around in Shuva and Simon Ein Hei that says, Machosh lebefanav helps. Einam itam shenidim v'nemar bevadei shami hamachzik v'avadei lezduri b'shtar. It's not because we say for sure the machzik heard, and therefore he has to be careful with the shtar. Shafilu says the Ran he idu befaneinu edei machah. Even if the edei machah said edus in front of us, shame lo he gidu l'shumad machosay. They didn't tell anybody the machah. Ein cheskosay shel machzik klum. The machzik does not have a chazak. Why? Mishum the time shel chazaku shekol shlemicha balakarka adav mechiach shemachri anosnay. The whole Yisrael of Chazaki is that wherever the Balakarka was not Meicha, that's a Hechacha that he sold it. The Chivin Shein Reyes of Batanis and Mavzik, Mishun the Tfelim, is Dar B'Shtar, is not careful over the Shtar, there's no Reyes, so after 3 years, Onam Aminim Akarka B'Chazgosu. Lefikach, therefore, Kol Shemicha Balakarka, as long as the Balakarka, the Marakama, was Meicha, Alfa Bishon Yoidin Shle Bobozni Amavzik, Machose Macho, even though we know that the Mavzik did not hear it, still it's considered a good Macho. The Mukhe says the same thing in Daf Chav Tes, that since the whole Yisrael of the Ches is is that he was not Meicha, and that's a rye that he for sure sold it. Once he made a Macha, even if it wasn't befun of, then we don't say that he for sure sold it. There's one shayl that the Achreinim bring up, that there's a tzad over here that the Macha was not heard at all to the Machzik. If the Macha wasn't heard at all to the Machzik, it still was saying it's still a good Macha, either because in such a case they were not Masakein Cheskes Gimel Shanim, or like the Ramban, because then there's no Echocha Mishtikas Hama'ar. But L'chayra, how do you know? How is there an idea that there was a Macha only, the Macha remained by the Edom? How is it possible to say that the Edom say that we did not say over the Macha to anybody else? What do you mean we didn't say the Macha to anybody else? How can they say such a Edus? Each one is only made on himself. It's not two Edom seeing something. Each Ed is made that I didn't say over the Macha to somebody else. L'chayra, each Ed is only an Ed Echad. How could he be Nemo to say they didn't say over the Macha? Maybe he did say over the Macha. So the stipend, Simon Yudches, said the answer is Kasha to the Chazanish. And the Chazanish answered him and told him that since they're being made in a Macha, they're the ones who are Machadish to us that there was a Macha, that the Markam was Mecha Bifnehem. He said, Plani Gazlanu, and the Arba Gazlanusov, and the Macha Nekitla Bedin, and the Gansa Zach of Macha, even, and they are the ones that are telling us there was such a Macha. So we say, they're Nema to say, didn't say to anybody else, Midina Pesha Osar or Pesha Hitir. They're the ones who be Ma'ir the Macha to us, and they're also Nema to Pasal the Macha, and say the Macha wasn't given over to anybody else. And male, that's how we could have Aiden that say that there was a Macha, but the Macha was not repeated to anybody else. And the Chiddush of the Rishbam and the Rishayim is that that Macha is still a good Macha, and it's Shreve the Cheskos Gimel Shonim. And like we explained, either because in such a case, Lefi the Rosh, there's no Takanas Chazal of Cheskos Gimel Shonim, Mimokim, a Macha, Hagam the Machzik didn't hear. Or like the Ramban, that the whole Yisrael of Cheskos Gimel Shonim is Midlay Micha Ma'arif. He's Meicha, Avada, there's no Hechocha, there's no Raya, Mishti Kosei. One last Ha'ara is in Chitza Toisvis. Taisvis learns that just like the Chazok is Nishmas from Yehuda Taspamya, the Macha is also Nishmas. Meaning there's no nafkemina between Chazoka being Nishmas and Macha being Nishmas. And Macha Shlevifanov, according to Yehuda, is not a Macha because he has to come Mimachzik, is not because it's not Nishmas, but even though it's Nishmas, it's a din, he has to come down and be Moich Bifnei HaMachzik. We discussed this earlier, but L'chayr, we have to explain Taisvis, why does he have to come down if the Macha is Nishmas? And L'chayr, you can say one of two ways. Either that even though the Macha is Nishmas L'mirochik, but it's not a Vadai, that it'll come L'ozni HaMachzik. Loshna Rishbam is Shari Yochel HaDover Lovoy L'oznov. It's possible to come, it's not guaranteed. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he has to make a macha dafka bifanov. Or we can explain it, and we once mentioned this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the side of the chazak is also a chacha mishti kasef from the fact that he wasn't moicha. Possibly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a macha shli bifanov is not enough. There's still a chacha that he was moicharit, because if he didn't sell it, he should have made a macha bifanov. That's the way of a ma'ar that he makes sure that nobody's mazing in his land and he makes a macha bifonim. So then it's yitochin that the tam is not because the macha is not nishmas n'mirochik, but even the macha shle bifonim is nishmas, but derech b'ni adam is that not moichim imkaimai, they come in front of the mazik and they are moichim. And meila, if you don't come down, then it's taken not a good macha, and the fear of you that you have a chazaka. The sugi towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara declares a shayla, how much the macha has to be done in front of how many people? Macha bekama. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amid brings the machloikis. Rebchia baraba om Rabbi Yechanan, macha bifnei shnayim. Macha has to be done in front of two. And Rebavon Rabbi Yechanan, macha bifnei shloisha. Macha has to be done in front of three edim. If macha has to be done in front of two edim, l'chayra, if macha was not done bifnei edim, only bifnei hamachzik, l'chayra, it's not a proper macha. There's no edim here. The Rishonim have machloikis in the case taka where he was meicha shalei b'fnei edim only b'fnei hamachzik, but the machzik is meida that there was a he was meicha, but he tainas that he taka is lekuchi biyodi bought the karka and the macho is shalei kedin. The shaila is if he's nemon or not. Do we say that we should believe him that lekuchi biyodi that he bought the karka because he has a migu? He could have said there was no macho. There's taka no edim in that there was a macho, even though the machzik is meida in the macho. But he has a migu. Believe me, that was the kuchi biyodik. Otherwise, I could have said, Le'machisa bi, you never made a macho in front of me. So I have a migu. And the Rosh argues in the Ramban. The Rosh says, no, it's not shayach ti mazgar bi'ani of migu, because even though Yitaka do have a migu, but there's still a taina on the mazik that he should have been nizar b'shtori. Because since he knew that the marakam was meicha, and if he's meicha, that means he knows he's not giving up on the karka, so why didn't you keep your shtar? If you didn't keep your star, there's a reyas on you of achvi shtarcha, show us the shayv and lachi gimel shonim. Since you don't have a star, the migu is not going to help. Rabbi Kiveger and Shuvis and Chela Gimel Simen Chav Zayin asks on the Rosh, the L'chayr, even though there's a reyas of achvi shtarcha, but why aren't you named with a migu? The reyas is not like a anan sahadi, it's not like a koyach of edus, it's not a migu mokim edim. L'chayr, a migu should be believed, even neged the taina or the reyas of achvi shtarcha. So meila, feel of the Rosh is the Ramban's gerecht. L'chayr, the Ramban is right. That over here, from the fact that he could have said, Loi mochisi bi, and you didn't make a macho, it should be neman to say lekuchi biyodi with a migu. And the eyes are tied on him of achvi shtarcha, that tied is not enough to take away the migu. Migu l'chayr should be able to help mimokim achvi shtarcha. Bazei yesh lod, and some achrayim want to say that maybe migu does not have a koyach neged achvi shtarcha.
The Gemara says that the machlokes between b'fnei kama, if it's b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloisha, on the bottom of the omer, the Gemara says it's totally in another memra, in the memra of Rabbi Ravuna. The Gemara says, "Lame Rabbi Ravuna kam yiflugi dom Rabbi Ravuna kol milsa demisamra ba'apei tlosa." Anything which is said in front of three people, and now we go to daflam and testament. Beis less ba mishum lishna bishna. There's no iser of lashon hara. Mandam b'fnei shnayim leis leid Rabbi Ravuna. The mandam holds b'fnei shnayim does not hold of Rabbi Ravuna, and the mandam b'fnei shloisha is leid Rabbi Ravuna. The Gemara wants to be tailored a machlokes if machva has to be b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloisha in this memra of Rabbi Ravuna of kol milsa desamra b'apitlosa. Anything which is said in front of the people, there's no iser of lashon hara. Let's go on an aside, and let's just talk about for a few minutes the Isser Lashon Hara and the Heter of Apeit Losa. In this Heter of Apeit Losa, so the Lashon of the Rashbam is, because the Milsa Davida de Gluye, even though the Lashon of Gemara in Erechin is a Gilim Milsa Ba'almahu, but the Rashbam is explaining the Gemara that since it's Davida de Gluye, so it's only a Gilim Milsa Ba'almahu. It's only like the Lashon of Rashi in Ksubis and Afchav Beis, V'dover Osir Legalis is not Lashon Hara, it's Ve'ina Ela Megali Dover Ba'alma. But Al Kalpanim, you see from the Rashbam that the site of this heter of saying something in front of three people, which is eventually going to be known, is because Zavida Ligluye. And we find that the Rambam also in Perek Zayin Chazdeis Halacha Hey also says that this is the time of the heter. Dim Nemra Dvar Mefnei Gimel. If the words are said in front of three people, Kfar Nishma Hadavar. It's for sure heard, V'noida, and it's known. If one of the three people will now say it over to another person, aim boy mishum lashon hara. There's no iser of lashon hara. Even though the Chavetz Chaim points out in the Klal Beis and Berbaim Chaim or his Dalid that v'shas ma'isa you're saying lashon hara chaveri megano isay and l'chayr you're saying something which is a gnus. Why isn't that lashon hara? What does it help that without him anyway everybody would hear about it? He said Chavetz Chaim asked the famous kasha that if ten gazlonim would come and steal everything a person owns, could one person say that he should be potter because without him anyway the other people would have stole the remaining all his money? Safe, Lamaisi is a gazlan. So if he also safe, he was Megana and he was Mevaza, the person. So what difference does it make that the others are going to say it over anyway? And it's going to be known. Even though it's possibly mechalik between gzela and the case lashon hara, because like the lashon is lashon of yadak tana that says that you can't say the megala is gerim hezek lechaveri because it's already kvar nishma, and the is of lashon hara lechaveri is because you're gerim hezek. So maybe you could say there's a chil between gzela and lashon hara because gzela the chiv is because of the maisik gzela that you're doing a maisik gzela. You can't patter yourself and say that I shouldn't be responsible for a maisik gzela because other people would have done it anyway, and he would have lost the money. Other people would have stolen from him. At the end of the day, you did a ma'isek zela, and the chiv is for your ma'isek zela. By lashon hara, the iser is not because of your ma'isek. The iser is because you were goyim mehefsid. You caused them a loss. Could be if he would have had this loss anyway, you can't be dan that you're the one who's goyim the loss. Other achrein, Reb Ruvain says, and the Chavetz Chaim L'Chair also is going in this direction. He says that the heter of apit losa is because the whole iser of lashon hara is only because you are hoylech rochel megalis soid. You're going like a peddler and you reveal the soid a shachaveiro bignusain with a gnus. You're saying negative about a person. You're saying a gnus. But a dovet shekvan esparsim b'ram, something which everybody knows, that's not the heft of lashon hara that the Torah asserted. So the chair, that's the heter over here in this is something which is said in front of three people, which is the Gilim Milsa Baal, which is like just letting people know. You're not saying Teres Lashon Hara, you're just Megala to others, and already it was something which was already known, which will be known anyway. There's no Isser of Lashon Hara. But L'chaira, this Heter is only for one of the three people afterwards to go ahead and misaper. There's no Isser of Lashon Hara. The first time around, the Vadi and Allah to say it. And it's only Mutter, once it was said, then you're allowed to go ahead and repeat it to others. But you're not allowed to say it l'chatchila. It's only if it was said, then there's a heter to go ahead and megalit yoiser. Now, b'etzim, you say the heter of apit losa, it's the heter is because shloish anoshim, it's in front of three people, it's going to be nisparsim. But why is it mutter for each one to be misaper? If he himself doesn't speak, then there's only two people that are listening. And through two people, the dover is not misparsim. The chayr is talking about the three including him, not the three besides him. So the Ber Maim Chaim says that maybe the Seyda Heter is because one of the three that's Mesapla Chaver is Melis Gala Koil. He says that if there's three, the Chazal
were Mashiach, that it's impossible that all three people hold themselves in from being Mesaper. One of them for sure will say it over. Memele, it's also Liz Galas to everybody, because Chavra, Chavra Islay. Memele, if one person has, it's going to end up that one person anyway going to have to say, it's not possible for himself to hold it in, so then somebody else could already say, you could already say L'chatchila. Even if he himself won't speak, he'll be in his gal anyway through one of the Shaymin. Memele, there's no Isser for you to go ahead and say it out, because it's going to be found out anyway. It's not something which we, by you being quiet, that it's not going to be said. There's a lashon of the Ravid. It's brought down in Shmini Kubetzes. He says that lashon that Yefshad Dolei Megayli Idea Tchak. It's impossible. There won't be known Idea Tchak through under pressure. Oya Idea Noshim Kalim Oya Dei Kraven Shediu. So it's for sure going to be known. Once it's for sure going to be known, so then it's you're allowed to say it. The Chafetz Chaim also adds, the Gemara says, tells us that Kulan Bavak Lashon Hara, everybody is Oiv Ravak Lashon Hara. So if everybody's Oiv Ravak Lashon Hara, it's impossible that something won't come out. I mean, the Chayyur that only answers if it's Ravak Lashon Hara, but if it's Lashon Hara Deraisa, how will it be get known? The Chayyur won't get known. But that we were saying before from the Chavetz Chaim that it's impossible. And the Mei L'Chayra, the Fizeh, if they are Yireya Likim, then Nizv Ish Lashon Hara, then even muhzik that they're not, we have to be muhzik chayr the nizer from avak lashon hara, then there's no het to rapi tlosim, because then it won't be known. But I'll call upon him that the Rishbam's mahalach and the Rambam's mahalach together in the heter of apit losa is because it's avida ligluy. It's going to be eventually known, and since eventually known, so by you being megalit, you're not revealing anything that will not eventually become known anyway. And therefore, if you're one of the three people that heard it, you're allowed to go ahead and go and tell it over. That's taka aser, but to say it over stam, you're allowed to say it over because it's going to be known regardless. There are a few other mahalchim in the Rishayim bechlal and what the heter of apit losa is. Taisus learns that what it means that there's no less dishna bisha. That's the one that means referring to the one who says it over lefnei shloisha, one who says it over in front of three people. Now, what kind of heter could it be for a person to say over his lashon hara in front of three people? So the Chavetz Chaim explains it based on Taisin Erechin Daf Tezvav Mebeis that says that, for example, if you say Nura Beplanya, if you say there's a fire by this person, which could be understood one of two ways. It could be understood that you're not saying lashon hara. It could be understood that you are saying like a Dvar Kintur, you're saying in a way that others should go to him and cause him a loss. So it's a Dover She'ene Gnai Gomor. It's something which is not a clear gnus, but it's yochel isparesh l'shnei panim. It can be explained two ways. So over there, there's a heter to say it over in front of three people. And the Chavetz Chaim says, because since you know for sure that he's going to hear about it, with the three people, the chaver islay, it's going to definitely become known to the person that you said it about. And mele, you're careful b'shas amira b'shas when you say it to say it in oifen that it should not be nicker from yoloshin aloshin of gnai. So the heter is for the medaber in front of three people to say something which could be understood one of two ways. Because it must be that he's going to say it over in a way that's not lashon hara, because he knows that it's going to become known to the one that he said it about, because in front of three people for sure are megal of the koil. So there the heter is for the mesaper. Rabbeinu Yonah, a third way, in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel Eis Reish Chav Ches, says we're talking about words that you're allowed to say. Dvarim Shemutal Aimram, for example, let's say you're complaining about somebody and your friend that he stole money from you, or other various did be mazed with the mitzvah legan noisai, where there's no issa mitzad to sipul lashon hara. And on this, we're saying dafke if you misap b'fnei shloisha it's mutter, but b'fnei in front of one person or two people it's aser, because it looks like it's lashon hara. You're saying lashon hara because you're nana from the sipul lashon hara. Why are you saying it in front of only one or two people? There's no point in that. You just stop saying lashon hara. Stop saying negative. The whole reason why it's not lashon hara is because something which you want the person to hear. So when you say in front of three people, it could be totally your kavana was that you're being mefarsimit. You taka want that he should hear about it because you want him to fix his ways and you want him sack in maisa. You want to taka get your money back, or you want to let everybody know he does such affairs with mazid. So if I care to heter is dafka b'fnei shloisha and b'fnei echad b'fnei shnayim, it's aser because b'fnei shloisha that's where it's not lashon hara. Also, he says that when you say in front of two people,
It shows that you're trying, that you don't want him to hear about it. And if I care, you want to be machdim in the gan noisa. You want to say negative without him knowing about it. Or maybe things are not taka true. You're afraid to say it before hesia. But if you say it in front of three people, everybody knows that adam kasha does not say divrei sheker. But rabim, a person doesn't say something which is not true in public. So if he's saying it in front of three people, so then it's taka not lashnara, because the point of the words that you're saying is litayeles, and it's for. Then you know that, and you want the person to be able to hear it. And wanting the person able to hear it is accomplished through in front of three people. Maybe it's not Lashon Hara. Rashi and Erechens is the fourth pshat, that the Bailam said it over in front of three people, so the Megala, the one who repeats it, is not Lashon Hara, because when the fellow says it in front of three people, he's Megala Daitoi, that he doesn't care if anybody knows about it. So Mela, that's what we're talking about, that the person himself says something negative and doesn't care about it. And really, Rabbi Yehuda says this brings this sheet of Rashi and the end of the sugi by us, and he says it's being by rechilus. That means somebody says about his friend something in front of three people. It's mutter to tell it over to the one who was said about, because the mesaper is not makbid that it should be said to him. He doesn't care, doesn't mind. Or it's referring maybe mamish to a secret itself. A secret, you know that in megala. Somebody tells you a secret, you know that in megala side. But if he says in front of three people, you're allowed to tell others, because he's megala daitai, that he's not chayshish, that it should become known to others. He doesn't mind that others should hear about it. So then the heter is, because he said he's megala daitai, that he'd say it over in my name. That's what he says. So in Gabriel Chilas, it's totally nechus to the Bible. He says, the Gabriel Lashon Hara, it's not a heter, because it's not totally nechus to the Bible, unless we're talking about the case of where he's saying a secret. But I'll call upon him. The Rashbam learns Mail in the Gemara like this. We just in summary, the four sheets that we have is according to Rashbam and the Rambam, the heter is for one of the three people to say it over because it's for sure going to be nizgala. According to Taisa, the heter is for the one who says it in a oifin that can be understood one of two ways. So we say that if he said it in front of three people, he probably meant to say it in a oifin that's not lashon hara. And the Menyain is saying a pashim, but there's no, it's not real, it's something which is mutter to say. It's only mutter to say if it's bekavana in front of three people, so they should hear about it. You want to protect your assets, so you want to make sure everybody know, let it become known that this person is a Russia. So then it's only mutter in the hechatim to where it's knowledge nerves. If you say it in front of three people will attack it, will become known. And Rashi Nechon says it's talking about the Bible himself said it in front of three people. Either it's talking about a secret that he doesn't mind to Megala, or it's Nalash Nar, because Megala Tchila, that he doesn't care that the person will hear about it, which is told by Lachari Rechilis, that he doesn't care if it's said about him. And now let's go back to the Gemara, how it fits into our Sugya. So the Gemara says that Leimo that Machloikis, if you say Macho in front of Shnayim, or Macho in front of Shloisha, is totally in the Machloikis, if you hold of Rabbi Ravuna. So the Rishbam explains that all the Rabbein, all Meshem Rabbeisev, that the Mefarish, that Gabi Macho, is all, every Macho is also Lashon Hara. Because every time you make a Macho and you say Plani Gazlanahu, you're saying something bad about him. So according to Rabbi Ravuna, if you make a Macho in front of two people, it's not a Macho because it's Lashon Hara. Then the two people are not going to say it over to the machzik. They're not allowed to say it over. The Rishbam is deicha such a pshat, but the Meister Migash Taka learns like that. That's the pshat in the Gemara. He says Madam Fnei Shloisha holds of Rabbi Ravuna, and may if you say it in front of three people, just like there's no issur for them to say it over. There's no lashon hara, so may the blives a good macha. And the Madam Fnei Shnayim is since he said it over in front of two people, he doesn't hold of Rabbi Ravuna. He holds the milsa the Mesaber Fnei Shnayim. They have rishus to say it over to others. Given since he said it in front of two people, he's megalad das. He's man nichle to megalad the alma to let everybody know about it, not to makbid. And Melib blibes a macha even in front of two people. That means if Nemanim Fnei Shnayim doesn't hold of Rabbi, that means anybody says Fnei Shnayim is not saying lashon hara. He doesn't. He's a das and das. He stayed over to others. And Amelia, that's considered a good macha. The Manon Fnei Shloisha is no Dafka Fnei Shloisha. And then the Gemara says back that no, the Kuliyama is through the Rabbi Ravuna. It means everybody holds that there is there's a din that in front of three people, that's when it becomes known. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is Manon Fnei Shnayim holds macha, Shleva Fanav is not a macha. And the way the Rashbam learned, so the Rashbam explains what's the Gemara continuing now. The Gemara is saying that since he has to make a macha Befanav, because macha Shleva Fanav is not a macha, so it's enough in front of Shnei Eden that were made that they heard the macha. But the others, the other Migash and the Ravi, that girls fakert. Madam Fnei Shnayim holds macha Shleva Fanav is yes a macha. And they explain that the Mandomer holds that the Fnei Shnayim holds that you don't have to make a macha Befanav. And even if Vade, he won't hear the macha, but it still has a din of a macha. And therefore, that Mandomer holds that it's enough to be Meicha Shleva Befanav Fnei Shnayim. Even though it's going to be Yisrael Shnara and it won't come to macha, it won't come Lazni Mazik, it doesn't make a difference.
then clearly she tossed him. That that we say over here, machosh lebifan have machol, doesn't mean they don't have to be meicha befan of mamish like before. It means if it's enough to make a machol boifin that the mazik won't hear it, even though you're not allowed to, or you have to make another machol noifin that the mazik will hear it. Then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Yiboy is aim with the kuliyam machosh lebifan of is not a machol." Welcome. If the madam from Eshnaim holds sadusa, we need edus, and the other madam holds you don't need edus. And the Mimigash and the Ravid might explain it that over here, the Gemara is saying everybody holds that the machzik has to hear the macho, and if you make a macho shleibe fun of, and he doesn't hear it, it's not a macho. So what's the machloikis? The madam from Eshnaim holds that you need edim. What do you mean you need edim? So Mimigash explains because the ikka macho is they should have edus that are made that he was meicha. And Mimela, there's no Shailosh Nar because it's Nichle the Gluy Milsi, he wants it to be known. If you're not getting Megal the Macho, it's nothing. And the other man number holds Gila Milsa Beinon, that means the Iker Macho is that it should be in his Gala Bishas the Macho. It should be a Gila Milsa Bishas the Macho. And a Gila Milsa is only when there's three people. Even though with two people also, we said just before it's Gila Milsa the Chavre Chavre the Islay, but Bishas the Macho, there's no Gila Milsa with two people. It's not called letting everybody know. In front of three people, it's called letting everybody know. The Ramah says a little differently. He says that with Neishnaim, he holds Sadusa Bina means you have to be Meiser the Macho, the Teiras Eidus. And with Das, the Megal to the Mazik. That's why there's no Lashon Hara, because you're saying it in front of two people and you want it to be known to the Mazik. The Mandam of Neishleish holds Gilim Milsa Bina. You don't have to be Meiser to them, the Teiras Eidus. Just with Shmuzing, you can just say it over. Abadar Sicha Ba'alma says is the Lashon of the Ramah. And the male, it's still the Isra of Lashon Hara, and therefore you have to have Dafka Shloisha. But the other man, Namos Neishnaim, ready, it's not Lashon Hara, because he's saying Materis Eidus. And the Raivis is even a third way, a little bit differently, that Mandam Neishnaim, what you need is Eidus, means that since there's Eidus, it's impossible that it won't be Nizgala. Like we said, mentioned before, Aideat Chak, or Aideat Noshim Kalim, or Kravim, that they'll let him know to be careful with his Shtar. So the Eidim, even though they're not Magidim, they don't say it over, they'll say it to others, and others will say it to others, and the male will become known to them. Because they're adacting with Dov. Mandam Fnei Shleish holds no Gil Milsa Farhesi. You need a Megal Farhesi. If the Eidim themselves should go and be Magid, say it over, and there should not be any Chashash Isser. To summarize the Shitas Rishainim that we mentioned, it comes out that in the first Gemara where we say that Machlaikis Bifnei Shnaim or Bifnei Shleish is Tali in Rabba Rav Huna, there are two approaches. The Rishbam brings one approach which he doesn't hold up, but that's the Shita also of the Rimigash. And the Rajba, that the chile between Shnaim or Shleisha is Lagabi the Islash and Hara. The Madam Bifnei Shleisha holds like Rabba Barav Huna that there's no Islash and Hara only if it's said in front of three people. And mainly you have to make a macho in front of three people because otherwise they can't repeat it because they'll be over this Islash and Hara. And the Madam Bifnei Shnaim holds that there's no Islash and Hara even in front of two people because the two people are instructed to repeat it and therefore it's also Gili Milsa Ba'alma and it does not hold of Rabba Barav Huna. A second mahalach in that first Gemara is the way the Rishbam the Maisa learns that it's not totally in Hilchas Lashon Hara. The Hilchas Lashon Hara doesn't apply to Macha. Macha is mutter to say because it's a te'elis, it Chavetz Chaim says, or the saying it in order to megalit. There's no iser bichlal of Lashon Hara in making a Macha. And the machlekes between Bifnei Shnaim or Bifnei Shleisha is if you need to have just that it should become known to the Machzik, and that's even by two it becomes known to the Machzik, or you have to have that it should be done in front of three, that's considered Mimefarsim Hadover. That's Mishas Mais is a Pearson. In the second Gemara, when the Gemara says that everybody is maskim that to Rav Barav Huna that the Fnei Shloish is Lashon Hara, there's a Het of Afit Lasa, and the Machlekes is whether or not Machosh the Befan of is Havi Macha, Lev Macha. So over there also we had mentioned the Machlekes Rishayim, and that's dependent upon the Girsa. And the third Gemara, where everybody holds Machosh the Befan of Havi Macha, and Machlekes is Bifnei Shnaim, it's because of Edom. So Adusa Binam, Adam Fnei Gimel, Gili Milsa, Alma Binam. So far we only mentioned one Shita, Rishayim, that's Rimigash, and the Raven, Luchar Tosnurs, like that. Also, that Avaretz, there's Chavre Chavre Isle, Chavre Chavre Isle, either with Shnaim. And that's why the Madam was Bifnei Shnaim is Sadus, you just need Eidus on the Macho, but about it's going to be known, even with Shnaim, maybe even with one will be known, you don't, because Chavre Chavre Islay, and the reason why you need Bifnei Shloisha is in order to be Farsim Adover right now. The Lashon Hara is different than the Macho, because the Tais explains, because Lashon Hara, you need Bifnei Shloisha because people don't want to speak, say it over to anybody else, the Malim and Isim Ne'odam. That means even the Manda Omar,
that holds you have to be meicha and oif and then mistama tavel the mazik, but he holds that madama b'nei shloisha is because there's a yemin farsim right now. Right now it's a piercing in front of everybody. But they both are maskim that even with less than three, even two, or even one, the mazik is going to be able to hear the macho because chavra isle. And the Lashon HaRambam is like that also. He says, "Ein machzik yochalim leishamati macho madam b'nei shnayim," because we tell him chavra yesh lechaver, chav yesh lechaver. The chazak shegiyei lecha adover. It's for sure that you heard the macho. Vadi shama macho, even though it was only meich b'nei shnayim. We find two other malachim in the Rishonim to explain this, the last tikkun Gemara, that madam b'nei shnayim is holds sadu sabinon and madam b'nei shloisha holds gilim mil sabinon. The Rishbam learns that the Madam Fnei Shnayim holds it's enough for two Eden that are made that he was Meicha Teich Gimel Shonim, and he says, Aloshnevim Yavoi Hadover Lazni Amachzik Yavoi. It's Yochel Lovi Lazn Shamachzik. Bishuminian Boilum. It's enough that it's possible that the Machzik should be able to hear. That means even though it's Yitochen that the Machzik will not hear the Macha if it's only done Bifnei Shnayim, but since it's possible to hear the Macha, that's called a Macha. And the Madam Fnei Shloisha holds that no, you have to be Meicha Teich that Mistam Yishma Macha, that means we, according to Rashbam, the only time you say that it's vadai that he'll hear the macha is only if it's done bifnei shloisha. Bifnei shnayim, you don't have that guarantee. That's not like Tosfos. And the Kavitz Shurim and Ois Kuf Samachay Taka points it out that the Rashbam argues on Tosfos and holds that the only time there's for sure a vadai pirsum that the matzik is going to be here the macha is only if it's aidei shloisha. And Lashnara is the same. Just like Lashnara is only, that het is only ba'apet losa, because ba'apet losa is going to become mefursim, it's idli gluye. So too, legabi macha. You don't have to mechalik like Tosfos between macha and Lashnara. And the madama that holds that macha helps b'fnei shnayim is because you don't need that the macha is vadei tovoi la'ozni ha'machzik, that the machzik for sure will hear the macha. It's enough as long as there's an afshar, a possibility that he's able to hear the macha. Now, avad over here, we spoke about this earlier in earlier shiurim, that l'chayr, if he doesn't hear the macha, so then how could he be nizar in his shtar? So either you have to say that because the ikr gedder of the macha is to have a chacha, they shouldn't take away the chacha of shtika, and once he makes a macha, then there's no echacha of shtika. But if the aside of chazak is not because of echacha m'shtikas abaylim, so l'chayr, what should help the macha if the mazik can't hear about it? If the aside of macha is in order that he should be nishbar b'shtar, he should be careful with the shtar, so what does it help to make a macha that the mazik won't hear? And even the Gemara, earlier Gemara's nafchav tes, the Gemara asks, according to Abayim, macha shal b'fonim should not be macha, because otherwise if you make a macha b'fonai, I'd be nizar b'shtari. And the Gemara answers, chavr isle, which is mashma, in the pashto sagemara, that you have to make a macha no eifin, that for sure the machzik will hear the macha. And the reason why macha shal b'fonim is a macha is because of chavr isle, the chavr isle. You're going to say that Gemara is dafka going, l'chayr l'mando omar, that macha is dafka b'fnei shleisha, we paskin macha enough, Bifnei Shnayim L'chayr. There's an aura on the Rishbam's Mahalach. How do you explain that the Macha should help? It should lay Bifana when it's done Bifnei Shnayim, if it's not Vadai, that it's Nishmas. And if you don't learn that the Yisrael of the Chazot of Macha is to take away the Echacha of Midaloi Micha. The Tosis Rid says a third Mahalach to explain the Gemara, the Machlokes between Madam Bifnei Shnayim or Bifnei Shloisha. And Tosis Rid says that the Amoraim are arguing in the Ikar time of Chazaka. I mean, the Mandamar holds with Neshnaim holds that every the Chazaka is gebait is built on the Echacha and the proof from the fact that the Baal was quiet and didn't make a Macha. The Melech, if he's Meich with Neshnaim, so there's no more Echacha to the Machzik's Taina. His Lashna, the Tosis Rid is, Leba'inon Elisa Dusa Baal Mademich, you only need Eidus that he was Meicha, Kedele Salik Ma'ana Vateena, in order to take away the Taina, the Taina, the complaint, Loma Shasakta, why were you quiet? Shastikas Nesenes and Masal Tanos Shal Machzik. The fact that the Marakam was quiet, that gives a excuse or a support to the Taina of the Machzik. If you have Aiden that you were not Shaisik, so then there's no more support to the Taina of the Machzik, and that's the din of Macha. That's why it's enough to make a Macha Bifnei Shnayim. The Mandam Bifnei Shleish explains to Tosis Rid, he holds that the reason for Chazok is not because it's Eichach and the Shtikas of Bailim. It's because up until 3 years, a person's careful with his Shtar. And he's not careful with his Shtar more than 3 years. It could be also the Konis Chazal, the Masakin Chazok. So Melon Chachol, which breaks. The Chazok has to be in an Eifin that it's going to become known to the Machzik. Whereas a Gili Milsa, it's Yuchal Hagil Ozni Machzik. And the only time you have a Gili Milsa is only by three. And therefore, that Mandamra holds, you have to make a Macha, if Neishleisha, to guarantee that the halacha will be known, become known to the machzik. And once it becomes known to the machzik, so there's a tain on him. So why isn't he careful now with his shtar? Because he definitely heard the macha. But in front of two, there's no tain on him that hoyle lizor bishtari, and therefore he'll have a chazaka. Because and according to this madamer, it's not totally in having a chalcha mishtikas ha ma'ar. In summary, the three mahalchim to explain the machlaikis, either Leviteis and other rishonim learn that the machlaikis is not in legabe whether or not the machzik will hear the macha. Machzik for sure is going to hear the macha, whether it's b'fnei shloish or whether it's b'fnei shayim, and afilu b'fnei echad is going to hear the macha. That's not the shayla. For sure going to hear it, the macha. That's the klal of chaver the chaver islay. The mandom b'fnei shnayim is that you have to have aim that he was meicha. And even though the gabbai needs machal between lashon hara and macha, lashon hara requires three because people are careful not to say lashon hara. Macha is mesparsim v'kalis, and that's why it's enough to have in front of shnayim and shloisha holes. You have to make a macha. Where right now there's a pirsumet. The second mahalach was the Rishbam that says that fakert. That's Guvra Machlaikas, the Mandam of Neshloisha holds that, like just like by Lashon Hara, it's only in the Sparsim, it's only in the Zgala Hadovar with three in front of me. You say it in front of three people, and that's the Heter Vape Tlosa, that one of the three people had to repeat it because for sure it's going to Avidele Gluye. So too, the Gavi Macho, it's only Avidele Gluye, and that we say, Chavre the Chavre Islay, is only really by three people. By two, you don't have a guarantee that the Machzik will hear, but the Mandam of Neshnaim holds it's still a Macho, according to Rashbam, because you don't need that it's Vadai that the Machzik is going to hear the macha. As long as it's possible to hear the macha, that has a din of macha. And the third malach Tosfos read is that that's goof of the machlaik is between the mandam b'fnei shnayim b'fnei shloisha, what the gedder and what the yisoid of cheses gimel shanim is. The mandam b'fnei shnayim holds that the gedder of cheses gimel shanim is a chacha mishtikas ha ma'arer. And in Melech, once he makes a macha in front of two people, there's no more haychacha, there's no more support that there was a mechira here. There's no right to the tain of the machzik. The Madam b'fnei shloisha holds that the yisoid of the chazaki is, and the tain of the macha is in order to force the machzik to be careful with his shtar, and that avada is totally only if the machzik is able to hear the macha. The mele, you have to have macha b'fnei shloisha in order to have the guarantee that the machzik is going to hear it, because chaver the chaver isle is only said in a vade form only when it's b'fnei shloisha. Next sugya towards the bottom of the amud discusses how often the Merkama has to make a macha. The Gemara brings that Gidol bar Menyumi made a macha in front of Rav Huna and Achiyah bar Rav and Rav Chilki bar Tuvi, and then he came back to make a macha a year later, and they told him you don't have to make another macha. Achiyah bar Rav, kiven shemicha shana rishayna shuvei netzarech limchis. Once you make one macha within the 3 year period, you don't have to make another macha. Some say they quoted the name of Achiyah bar Rav that kiven shemicha shana rishayna shuvei netzarech limchis. And then the Gemara quotes Omrei Shlokim Shumbar Kapara v'tzarech limchis b'seif kol gimel v'gimel. Although within the 3 years you don't have to make more than one macha, as long as you made a macha within the 3 years, you don't have to come back and make a second or a third time per year, but you have to make a macha at the end of every 3 years. You can't allow 3 years to go by without a macha. And the Rishbam learns that if 3 years pass without a macha, so then the machzik is not anymore nizar b'shtare, he's not anymore careful with his shtar. The Rishonim also explain this way on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, that if you shayse gimel shanim, it looks like you mean chayzer from the macha. And also, the ikar macha l'chayre is that you say l'mocher tavan le'bedina, tomorrow I'm going to take you to Bezdin. If 3 years pass and you're not to veil a Bezdin, the machzik is misyayish, gives up from the tfiyah of the marakama. And he's title of the macha, but divrei havoi. He says the macha was worthless. The macha wasn't real. Wasn't sincere. V'shuv ein nizar b'shtar. Then he's not going to be any more careful with the shtar. And that's the reason why you have to make a macha b'seif kol sholosh v'sholosh. The Rishbam brings another pshat b'shem the yesh mefarshim that the reason why you have to make a macha every 3 years is in order that the machzik cannot taina that it was a mechira la'achra macha. La'achra macha machartali. After you made a macha, you sold it to me, and I have 3 years. I have cheses gimel shanim. And the Balamor, and the Rashbam doesn't learn that way, but the Balamor Bemis learns that when he says that the reason for this is so that he shouldn't taina that originally I went into the field only for, let's say, for the pears yiradati. And that's when your first macha, I wasn't claiming that I bought the field. But after the macha, then chazarti vikonisi mimcha. Afterwards, I went back and I bought it from you. And v'araya, that it's mine, I'm here for 3 years, you didn't make a macha. That's why you have to make a macha, b'seif kol sholish v'sholish. The Rishbam and Tosfos
ask on this mahalach of the Balamar and the Yesh Mefarshim, that lechayra, if the Magzik is Maida, he agrees that originally he came into the field, not Bateris Mechira, he came into the field, let's say, for Peiros, but not Lekuchi Biyadi, so he's not Nemun anymore to say, Chazarti Vikonisi Mimcha. He's not believed afterwards to say, I re-bought it, because he came into the field originally not Bateras Koina. And if I care, in such a case, Itaka was a Gazlan in the beginning, if he claims that he bought it. It can't be. The Ramban also asks the same kashan in the Machamis, and the Ramban says in many places that if he's Maida, that originally he was Yerid Mitchila Shlei Bateris Mechira, not as a Kenyan, not that he bought the field, but he went to the field Bateris Mashkanta, or Peirois, or Bigzela, whatever he went to the field, he does no more Chazaka. I mean, even though he's Masik afterwards Gimel Shonim, there's no Din Chazaka. And the Ramban brings a Raya that's true from the Gemara later, Nachman Vav Men Aleph, by Pikadin. It says by Pikadin that if there's an Eden that they saw, that the Mafkid gave the Pikadin to the Nifka, to the Shomer, this Chayfetz, then he's not Neman to say, the Shomer is not Neman to say, Chozarti v'konisi v'menu, I went back and I bought it from you. He got it for Teiras Pikadin, so he can't now claim that he has it in a different oifen. The same is true by Cheses Kakoyes, which is Gdelem Metalton, says the Ramban, that also you can't claim that now it's the Kuchi Biyodi. Although the Rashman Daflam Gimel is Doicha the Rai, and he says Daflam Metaltlin, the Gabi Chazoker, to have a Chazoker from the Tfisa Miyad, we say the Tfisa is not a Rai because there are Eidim that you have the Metaltlin in your hands, Beteras Pikodin. There are Eidim that you received it as a Shomer, you're not believed to say that you went back and you bought it. But Bechesis Gimel Shonim Mekakois, really the Chazoker is Gebait in a Rai Med Loimicha. And Lachayr, even if Metchila came to you Beteras Mashkin, or for another reason, but Lachayr, right now you have a Rai Med Micha, and maybe the Chazaka of Gimel Shonim should help afterwards, because if we now you have Cheses Gimel Shonim, although at the time that you went into the field you didn't go b'teiras l'kuchi biyadi, but now you did go, and now you did make a lekicha. You bought it, and you have a right to that lekicha from the fact that the marakam was not meicha. But the Ramban asks another kash in the sheet of the Balamar. He says, V'yitaken nemon to taina that chosev loka chasoda after the first macha, so why aren't you nemon to taina that you originally bought it? With a migu that you could have taina that chosev loka. You always even get negative macha. And the Ramban and the Ran say, that since you never have to give a shalom and the tiny rishayin that you are lakha, that you are not meiche, and it was not nizam b'shtaris, you never also the tiny chaz of a lakha achrei amacha. When a migo they could have tiny mitchila lakachti evel and nizahati b'shtari. The Rosh says you don't have a migo in such a case because you have a reis since he made a macha in the first 3 years, you have a reis of ach b'shtarcha. A migo doesn't help negate the reis of ach b'shtarcha, which we discussed earlier. But Taisvis Lamaisa agrees to the Rashbam that the Pshat in the Gemara is not like this Yesh Mefarshim in the Balamar. The Pshat and the reason why you have to make a Macha every 3 years is because Tlash Nin, 3 years Mizdar Inish Bishtari after a Macha and not more. And therefore, every 3 years you have to make a Macha. But Taisvis asks a Kasha from a previous Gemara. He asks from the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph that says, of Ochlos Shis Shnin, if you ate it for 6 years, somebody is masing the karak for 6 years, and the baila made a macha teich gimel shanim through a mechir la'achet, through selling it to somebody else. So even though the machzik was masing another 4 years without a macha, but it's not a chazaka, because the macha that the marakama made by selling the land to somebody else 4 years earlier is a good macha. So Taisus asks, the chariot is a steer to our Gemara, because our Gemara says, you have to make a macha b'saif kol sholosh v'sholosh. And Taisus says, such a lashon, Taisus, the high timer, according to this tam, that the reason is for the macha is because in order to be nizah b'shtaroi, then it's a steer to the early Gemara. The Mashal explains that Tais was pointing out, and Tais Rosh says this clearly, and Chinu Kabet says that his old kash is only the way Tais explains why you have to be moicha teich gimel shanim in order that the mazik should be shayim b'shtaroi. But if the tam would be like the Yesh Mefarshim and the Balamar, so that you should not be able to taina after the macha rishayna that now it's lekuchi biyadi, now I went back and I bought the land, so then there's no kash in the previous sugi, because in the previous sugi you didn't taina after the macha
the lekuch that I bought it after the macha. In the previous sugya, tiny that you originally bought it b'fnei macha. That's such a tiny that nemon because there was a macha. It should have been nizah b'shtori. But the fee, the way Taisis and the Rishbam learn that the tzorach limchis b'seif called gimel the gimel is in order to be nizah b'shtori. If 3 years pass without a macha, a person on nizah with the shtar, so Taisis asking gevaldik akasha that the previous gemara says that even if he made a macha 4 years earlier by with a mechir to somebody else, it's a good macha hagam 3 years passed without a machol. And Taisus Taka learns that the early Gemara argues on our sugya. But the other Rishonim give different terutzim. The Rosh says that you were shayse gimel shanim after the macha, that's mevatel the macha, because since you were quiet, it looks like you were chayz of the macha. But that's in our Gemara. That's why you have to meichah b'kosev kol shalosh v'sholosh. But in the previous Gemara, on Daf Lamed Aleph, over there, since you made a mechir to somebody else, you can't be chayz from the macha, because otherwise that would be a chav lelekech. So it's not near a chayz from the macha if you don't make another macha. You sold to somebody else in between. How can you be chayz from that macha? Even if you're going to make the beferish that you were mechir to somebody else, you're not nemun, because you can't be chav to the lekech, to the one that bought it from the first buyer. So maybe you can't, over there, it's not a taina why you didn't make another macha. And Rosh is meisif, another teretz, he says, that daf give you mechir b'dibra ba'alma, then the macha thinks that if you afterwards you're quiet for 3 years, then you're not going to come bring him to Bezdin, and Meli thinks that the first macha is worthless. It was only divrei havoy, and therefore the machzik is not careful with the shtar. But in the previous gemara, the macha wasn't just stam dibur ba'alma that you're a gazlin and I'll take you to Bezdin. What are you doing in my field? The previous gemara naflam and alv, the macha was through a mechir la'acher. A mechir la'acher, you're not going to be tailor with divrei havoy. You're not going to say that that's just stam nonsense. You're not going to say that he sold it to somebody else with a shtar and it didn't really mean it. It's not the machzik should be very careful not to lose his shtar, because if it was sold somebody else, he knows that somebody else here involved, even if he doesn't make another macha toich shol within 3 years, that's 4 years past, but the macha wasn't just stam bedibur, the macha was a mechir to somebody else. And the Rabban also says such a chilik that if there's meicha b'dibur ba'alma, so the machzik knows that he was kainet, and mainly he doesn't care about the ma'arif, the ma'arif sheisiv, gimel shadi, the machzik thinks he's not going to be meicha again with the tainah sheker to be meitzim yodeh. But when he says, when he made a macha, he did mechir la'acher, the lekech, shame, the other guy doesn't know the truth. And even if you, the machzik thinks that says the truth, is he's saying the truth, and the marakama is a rabbi, the marakama is not saying the emes. But that's only been, he's only dealing with the marakama, so if the marakama doesn't have meicha, okay, so he forgot about it. But if he sold it to somebody else, the lekech, shame, that other guy doesn't know the truth. He thinks that the taka sold it to him. So the machzik should always be careful with the shtar. And the mele, there's no, there's an hour, and therefore, in the Gemara earlier, on the Flamen Aleph, even though he was not Meicha, V'seif Kol Sholosh V'sholosh, it still blibes a good Macha. So may Lefid these Terutzim in the Rosh and the Ramban, the our Sugya Takash stems with the previous Sugya, that always you have to make a Macha within 3 years, and in the previous Sugya you didn't have to make a Macha within 3 years because there was a Mechir, it's a much starker Macha. Or it's involves somebody else, or it's, there's no way to be chayzer from it. And the mail over there, it's different, they don't have to make a Macha, it's Kol Sholosh V'sholosh. Gemara at the bottom of the Amid brings one more halacha legabi macha. Tani bar kaporo. Irer v'chazav irer v'chazav irer imach mas tainer rishayne irer ein lechazaka. If he made a macha, then he made a macha again. He made a third time macha. If the macha is mach mas tainer rishayne with the same original reason to be that he was meicha with, then ein lechazaka, the macha is a good macha, and the machzik does not have a chazaka. And if not, yesh lechazaka. If not, he has a chazaka. The Rishonim argue, from when does he have a chazaka? The Rishbam says that if you changed it twice, first you were meicha, and then you were meicha a second time, and the second macha was soyser, your first macha, it wasn't machmas taina rishayna. For example, the first time you said that it's a gzula, and the second time you said a different taina of leperes, or a different type of reason why it's not, he's not the bailim. The halacha is that the first macha and the second macha are both batal. The first macha is batal because you were meida that it was sheker, and the second macha is also batal because you're a huchzik kafrin, since you didn't say the truth in the first macha, so now in the second macha you also not believed. The Rosh asks on the Rashbam that a person does not become a muchzik kafrin through himself. A person who tainas two tainas and bezin that are seis zu, he could choose which one he wants. So the chayri could still tiny that he made a mistake in the taina rishayna, the macha rishayna, and therefore he's not a huchzik kafrin. The Bach in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Yid Aleph is Miyashiv the Rosh's Kasha
on the Rishbam, and he says that even though Alpi Din, he's talking not a kafrin, because he could say that I made a mistake in the first macha, but in the Enei Amachzik, in the eyes of the one who's in the field now, and the one who's making the chazaka, the marakama to him is huchzik lekafrin. He sees him as somebody who doesn't say the truth. And therefore, the machzik is not going to be chayshish for the macha of the marakama. Once he's not chayshish for the macha of the marakama, so there's no taina on him that he should have been nizav ishtarai, because he doesn't take the macha seriously. The Lashna Rajman and the Meiri are mashma, this is the pshat, because they say it's near a beni amazik mashaker mahasil. It looks like to the mazik that he's not saying the truth and he's just fooling around, playing a game. Vein machal se emes, his machal is not true. Therefore, he was not choshish to be careful about this shtar because he didn't think that the machal was serious. The Rosh explains that we're talking about that these ma'arab is safe called gimel the gimel. Every Izma'ar after 3 years, if the ear in the second time, the second macho was machmas tainim rishayna, then it's a good macho and it's not a good chazaka. And if not, then it is a chazaka. For example, in the first macho, save gimel, he tainim the machzik is echa begal denusa. And the second macho, at the end of 3 years, he says there was betairas mashkanta. So that means he was maida that the first macho was sheker. And the cheskas shaldashanim rishaynis were without a macho. Comes out, according to the Rosh, that the chazaka is right away mitchilosai, because the first gimel shanim were without a macha. The Rimigash argues, and he says that even though it was nizbar that the macha was sheker, but the machzik didn't know that, so the machzik should have been careful with his shtar. So according to the Rimigash, ein achanami, the macha is bottle, but it's not bottle of mafreya. And in mail, the chazaka only begins now, from now onwards, and you need another gimel shanim. So that's what we started out with, that we said it's a machlekes rishayim. When the chazaka is a good chazaka, if he's not oime b'tanose rishayim, according to the Rosh and the Ramas, the Beferish like that, the chazaka is miyad. Once it's nizbar, that the original macho was sheker. According to the Rimigash, the chazaka only begins now for the next period of 3 years. Another machlekes rishayim is if the Loshna Gemara is bedafka or not. The Rimigash is goyers in the Gemara, irer v'chazar v'irer v'chazar v'irer. And he learns that it's dafka if you mashani yataina twice, then it's bottle the macho. But if you only ma'ar v'chazar v'irer pa'am achas, it's the macho is not bottle. But the Rajman, the Rama, goyers irer v'chazar v'irer, and they say, what's nafka mean if it's once or twice? Mali imshina tanosi choda zimna oitre zimna. What's the difference if you change your macho, your original taina and your macho once, or you change it twice? Either way, you would made that the first macho is not a macho. And the Rosh Taka says in Seif Simon Chav Test, even though Bar Kapora said a case of three irurin, it's lav dafka. And Memes, it's enough with two times.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.